miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, it is Are You OK Day on Thursday.
Yeah.
And yesterday, we learnt a little acronym for this year, and it's called ALEC.
Yeah, so it's Ask Are You OK, Listen Without Judgment, Encourage Action, and Check In. So yesterday we did Ask Are You OK.
Yeah, with Karen. And today, of course, is L, so it's time for Listening Without Judgment. And we thought we'd get a professional listener who obviously is very well trained in a lot of other things as well, but a friend of the show, psychologist Louise Adams from Treat Yourself Well Sydney. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Louise, when we're talking about listening, what are some of the key elements that people should be listening for?
Well, I mean, listening, it's amazing. Like we do communicate all the time, but it's quite uncanny how often we actually don't listen to what people are saying because we have our own expectations coming into a conversation. So listening really means actually opening your ears and trying to hear what the other person is saying, which it sounds like really simple, but actually quite often in therapy sessions, I'm going through listening skills with my clients, which is just actually hearing what the person is saying. So if they're saying, you know, I've been struggling lately, then try not to make your own judgments about what that means to you, but just repeating back to them, okay, so you're struggling, so tell me more about that. So you're trying to get their story more so than replaying your own story in your own head, which is quite often what we rely on more than actually listening.
Now, you made a point there about expectations. So we have an expectation of what we expect to hear. Now, when we ask someone if they're doing okay,
and they say no.
Yeah, exactly right. We're obviously not expecting that. So then when they are telling us the story of what's going on, are there any key terms or phrases that specifically we should be listening out for, or just really, just as you mentioned, just reiterating what they sort of said?
Yeah, look, reiterating what they've said and trying to get them to open up a little bit more about what they mean by that, because everyone has different meanings attached to language. So if someone does say they're struggling, I might have my idea of what that means and they might have their idea. So you need to kind of clarify what do you mean by struggling without bringing too much of your own preconceptions about this. One thing to really look out for, I think, in Are You OK Week is signs that someone's feeling very isolated or lonely, or signs of hopelessness, which is kind of when they feel like they've given up and there's not really any hope that things can get better. Those are two big alarm bells, which, you know, pretty heavy stuff, but probably worth actually sitting down next to this person and finding out a bit more about that.
Okay. Well, Louise, thank you so much for your time today. And I'll make sure that I am definitely, I think, listening and open my ears that little bit more, making sure that I am taking on board what other people are saying.
Yeah, because if you're prepared to ask the question, you have to be prepared for perhaps an answer you're not expecting at all.
Yeah, and that can be quite confronting, right? Because if someone says, no, I'm not okay, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah, what's next?
Or I don't know what to say. I don't, you know, and quite often, you know, very rarely can what we say fix anything for someone. But the fact that we're there and saying, look, I don't really know what to say, but I'm listening and I'm hearing you and I'm here for you, that brings people so much comfort and so much sense of support. It's a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I like the idea of if you're asking someone, don't bring your own baggage to the conversation.
Yeah.
Just make it all about that person you're asking. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Louise Adams,
Louise,
there, psychologist from Treat Yourself Well Sydney. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And don't forget, if you do need to call Lifeline, their number is 13 11 14.
Claire, it is my fest, the Murrumbidgee Youth Extreme Arts Festival, on from the 18th to the 30th of September. Huge range of events happening.
Yeah, massive. And they're all for teens and young adults.
Yep.
And one of those things that's happening is called Off the Beaten Track.
Yeah, exactly right. It's acting workshops. And the person behind Off the Beaten Track joins us right now, Olivia Simone. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, guys. Hi.
So exciting to speak to you. Tell us a bit about Off the Beaten Track and these classes that you're taking during MyFest.
So basically, they're run by NIDA graduates and professional actors, and they come into the community in different communities all around Australia and basically do a three-day workshop. And we like to treat every person as if they're professionals. So, you know, it's not going to be kind of babysitting. It's going to be like, you know, you're going to get scripts, you're going to work for, you know, on camera for 3 days.
Wow.
And also you're going to work on a play for 3 days. So the days will be split in acting to camera and theatre on quite a professional level. So it's not just for professionals at all because they're teenagers. But, you know, we want to give them the experience at the end of the 3 days. They're going to get, you know, their footage on camera,
wow,
you know, as a screen test. And also do a performance in the theatre for their family and friends to come. So they'll be rehearsing theatre and rehearsing television all in 3 days and have a really great time. By the end of it, they're exhaustedly
excited.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about what kind of acting skills you'd need in the first place to do these courses.
You don't need any acting skills, really, just I want to learn. Like, we will tailor the workshop for the person. So we have so many scripts, and so we'll choose the different scripts for the people.
Cool.
We're going to focus on a play. So then we'll cast a play based on different people's skills. If someone wants, you know, an accent, or they're better at certain things, then that's what they'll do. And, you know, we'll always say, does anyone want more lines? And they'll come up and, you know, and then by the third day, they're like, actually, can I cut that little bit out? So we tailor it for the person. So if there's a more professional person, you know, a young actor, we've got quite a few already booked in, or 16, 17, and they want to pursue it, then we're going to push them to that level.
That's fantastic.
Then we've got, you know, a 12-year-old who just loves kind of getting up or wants to hang out with a friend that's going, well, then we'll get them to the level that they need to go. But at the in the end of the day, everyone will be working together on the show, and that's really fun. But the acting to camera is more, you know, you with a partner and more focused in that way. So you get a variety of different ways to, you know, explore acting skills.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, really anyone.
Now,
yeah,
I know you've got a bunch of really professional teachers coming, like NIDA graduates,
yeah,
people that have worked on shows like Home and Away. But, Olivia, if you're ever short, I've actually starred in Beauty and the Beast 2 years ago here at the Griffith Regional Theatre. I also did Wicked a little bit earlier this year. So if you need some tips, yes, I did. I'm not lying.
We'll chat after the show about it. Oh, that's really cool.
I'm happy to come in and help take some lessons.
Are you done big noting yourself?
I'm not big noting myself. I'm just saying that if Olivia's short teachers, I'm available to help out.
I'm available as well, Olivia. I actually did get into NIDA.
Oh, what?
Did you?
Yeah. Lighting and sound.
Did you do the full course?
Well, I'd actually already done the certificate, so I would have done the course, paid the money, but not got another certificate. So I didn't end up doing it, but I did get into NIDA.
Wow.
So I mean, I think I'm a little bit higher than you in this day. I am.
Oh, interesting, okay.
No.
I know where we're standing now.
That's a good trump card, you know. I live in LA right now, and I can just mention the NIDA and people like, oh, okay, well, then you kind of understand, you kind of know what you're doing, maybe. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know what you're doing, Olivia, until you've done community theatre,
I don't. I love community theatre. I mean, I'm so regional. Griffith Regional Theatre has been so supportive of this, so we're so happy to be coming down there and you know, spreading the acting skills to this community. We've been to many different parts of Australia. So, yeah, really cool to be in Griffith. And, very excited.
Well,
it's
going to be huge. If you want to be part of this, it's during my fest. Just get in touch with the Griffith Regional Theatre, 6962-8444 for more info. Olivia, all the way from LA, from Off the Beaten Track, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. I'll hire you soon.
7:30 Sunday and Monday nights on Win. You can catch Australian Survivor, and they tease to the merge, which is happening this Sunday.
Crazy.
Absolutely massive.
You've been waiting for this, though.
Yes, the two tribes come together. They will battle it out for individual immunity every time. Someone who won't make the merge, because she got kicked off last night, is Odette. Good morning, Odette.
Good morning,
Odette. I know. Just missed out on it. Damn.
I know.
Now, Odette, how did you manage to get stuck in a power play sandwich?
Oh, I don't know, but sandwiches would have been great out there because we were starving. I think just trying to fly underneath the radar a bit, and being the swing vote eventually got me voted out because they just, you know, they thought, well, instead of getting her on board, we'll just all stick together and
and boot her out.
Because I could imagine watching it back, because you don't obviously see a lot of the conversations they have with the camera or with each other. So they're no doubt watching it back and thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to side with one of these guys and I'll vote a power player out. Instead, they banded together after they tore shreds of each other at Tribal Council and like, you know what? Let's get rid of the possible flip-flopper. Is that something you probably would have done if you stayed in the game, was like be that easy swing vote for numbers?
Well, no, I think it was time for me to step my game up at that point, and I thought I was so close. It was it was easy for me to get through to the merge. And so, that's when my game would have stepped up a notch and I would have had to really fight to stay there, and for the $500,000 would have become a lot more real in my mind. So... yeah, I didn't really get to that point, though.
No, you didn't. You got butted off.
Now, Adele, if you had the chance to go back on the show right now, though, what kind of move would you make differently?
It's hard to say, because I'm still always going to be me, and I'm still always going to approach the game with my life skills and so forth. But because in being in the team environment, I'd never put my hand up to be the finisher, and I wouldn't really showcase all of my skills.
Yeah.
But if I got to merge now, I would be playing a bit differently.
Well, I was going to say, do you know who I think is going to be the one that they need to eliminate quickly is Ziggy. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Ooh. Isn't she a powerhouse? She just kicks everybody's butt.
Yeah, well, she's a former Olympian. Ziggy also, which you'd know now, Adette, but you wouldn't know obviously while you're filming the show, was that she has like the power immunity idol, the super idol, which means, Claire, she has not only immunity, but she is a chance to strike someone else's immunity. Which
I know.
Is
crazy.
Huge.
And huge if, target.
Yes, huge target. But people don't know she's got this except for a couple of people. I was sitting on the couch watching the show last night and I said to my fiancé, I was like, this is it. Ziggy's going to be the first to go once they merge, because if she's not, she could win it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think everybody can spot that. And if you were on the game, you'd be rooting for her to go. And I think a lot of us were, even on our tribe, were like, you know, Ziggy is one to go, because she's just too good.
Yeah, no, she is too good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say, Adette, we like to find out about behind-the-scenes stuff on the show, and we know you're not always allowed to talk about it. I've got two questions for you right now. One, how good was the first shower you had?
Oh, that was just... it's bliss. I mean, I love showering anyway. I probably shower like 3 times a day, so not having a shower out there...
It would have killed you.
Yeah, it was. And you had kind of water aversion, because we were stuck in that cyclone, and it was just pouring rain. Like, you'd sleep... and it was like sleeping underneath your shower on full ball on cold all night. And so we were just shivering all night, holding each other, just trying to keep warm. And so when it was like, oh, guys, you know, you can wash off in the ocean, you were like, no, I'm not getting wet again.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You just need to keep your clothes dry.
Yeah, as best you can.
On your body. Yeah.
And my second question is the following. Mm-hmm. Going to the bathroom out there, there's been lots of talks about this. Yeah. Amongst the media and this is, I'm just a curious Australian Survivor fan.
Yeah.
Wanting to know that the pristine, like, Samoa where you film the show remains the same. There's a porta potty there, isn't there?
There is like a hole in the ground.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Well, like,
so
yeah,
that's,
no, that's good.
As curious as you get.
That's all I need. That's all I need to know, Adette. Thank you so much. Hurricane Irma, Claire. The good news is it's been downgraded to a tropical storm.
Yeah.
The bad news is 6 million people are without power in Florida. There is people are not sure about how to get fuel or anything like that. And there's it's just a crazy amount of damage that people are waking up to this morning.
Absolutely.
And my friend who fled her house near Fort Lauderdale drove north to Orlando to escape the storm. It actually swung around and ended up sort of hitting them in a weird way. Tanya, good morning.
Hello again. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. But how are you, Tanya? Yeah. How's everything going there at the moment?
It's actually fine. Where I am, we were pretty lucky. We had some wind up to about 90 miles per hour for several hours, starting at probably around 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And lasting until probably 5 or 6. So it was pretty long. And then we still have gusts now at about maybe in the 20 to 30 mile per hour range, but they're still significant. But it's nothing like we can't be out, you know, side in. So it's definitely the worst definitely passed us earlier this morning.
That is fantastic. Good news. What sort of damage was outside when you went out this morning? Were you worried about what you might have seen?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. I mean, I have my dog, so I had to take him out to the bathroom and stuff. So we're walking around, and the worst where I am is just a lot of trees down. There was actually one whole tree that was knocked completely over, and it fell on top of three cars. But other parts of Orlando and, of course, Florida in general were hit in way worse ways, like a lot of flooding, a lot of wind damage. There was, like, a whole gas station that had, like, it had flipped over one of the areas, I guess, where you fill up, and it was, like, on its side. There's just, like, crazy. A lot of people have their houses with a foot and a half of water. They were actually sending in trucks basically all morning to get these people out of their homes because they were stuck. But I haven't heard of anybody dying. I think everybody was pretty fortunate and got out okay. It's just more about property damage and trying to get people into a safe place now.
Tanya, I know that you moved a little bit higher up as such into Florida so that you didn't get hit where you live. Have you had any indication of how your house is?
Yeah, actually, I have a friend that we live in the same complex, and she checked on my apartment for me, and she said that everything was fine where I live. I even have power right now. I don't know. I probably lost power, but it's already been restored.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
And, inside, everything seems to be fine. It's just a lot of trees down, she said, and a lot of debris and stuff outside, but... sounds like I was pretty lucky down there as well.
Yeah, well, that's good news all around. The fact it's been downgraded and everyone sort of escaped relatively unscathed compared to what a tropical cyclone can do. Hey, Tanya, thank you so much for your time again this morning. And how'd you go? Did you end up finishing that puzzle or not?
We're still working on it.
All right.
We'll leave you to it then.
Yeah, we'll let you go. Hey, okay. Thanks so much, Tanya.
No problem. Talk to you later.